Hi there. You're tuning in to the 77th episode of the Audible Weed Walk podcast. This is Nina welcoming you. What kind of weather? It is the beginning of the summer. Not yet, but, you know, mercury level is rising and we are hearing rumbles today. We do get some summer sprays that are always, but it has never been quite like this. It seems we are generally cloudy, rain or not. You know, today, after all that rumbles, it didn't rain, but it was a cloudy for a substantial amount of the day. And so was, you know, so were several other days, last week. Usually, data like the number of rainy days or the total number of rainfall are easily available, but not so easily accessible are data about the cloudy days. But why would anybody want to know about the number of cloudy days? Well, it probably matters less if you are reforesting and trying to grow and maintain a forest. That's because growing what it offers to the soil, air, and wildlife, and us, are not something that is, they bear multitude of benefits and not and spread over time. So you're not so bothered about whether a particular year it's more productive or less, or, you know, it's creating more habitat or less. But when we try to also depend on the land for food, for example, an orchard or farm, it changes. When there is a prolonged or too much of rain or lack of sun or dryness and right temperature in times that can be due to, increased cloudiness, it can be affected by something called anthracnose. It is a fungal disease that affects a variety of plants in warm and humid areas. Shade trees are especially susceptible, though disease is found in a number of plants, including grasses and annuals. That includes the leafy greens. I would think that the wild ones will resist it better, simply because they are toughies. And they have a huge variability within them that allows them to adapt better to different conditions, low water, regular water, good or bad soil, full sun or shade. You kind of can guess where I'm going with this argument, right? Yes, it is one of the good reasons why you and I need to learn about and pay attention to the edible or medicinal weedy plants that's growing around us, because our weather and climatic patterns are changing irrespective of whether we are climate change believers or deniers. Are there still any deniers around? I don't know. Let's not dwell on people who refuse to see evidence. Climate change will bring disruption, but eventually, of course, some pattern will emerge. That is the way nature operates, right? But it will take a while to, you know, come to a pattern. How long? We don't know. Several generations, maybe. So, what do we do in the interim period? We conserve. Our best bet to see us through this turmoil is nature itself, its diversity. More diverse and wild the resources are, more variability, more resilient they will be. So, if we keep our learning focused on nature itself, we may just be able to even out some of the rough edges. Some, because climate change will not spare anyone. Locally, more cloudy days are affecting us in different ways. As you know, many of our residents in Auroville are 100% off-grid, and for that to happen, the system called a solar array, since it is primarily based on solar photovoltaic, are designed based on the number of rainy days as a proxy of the number of cloudy days. Since the number of sunny days helps us determine how much energy to generate per day, and how many panels, how many batteries, what's your requirement, etc. As you can see, if the energy that can be generated, we had calculated based on some number of cloudy days, and those days are suddenly increased, then of course there won't be much energy generated based on what is already designed. To change that design, it is quite energy and cost intensive. More importantly, it does not allow the batteries, an integral part of the storing of off-grid energy, to operate efficiently because they cannot be fully charged. This includes the life of the batteries itself. What a waste of resource, no? In fact, this is a clear trigger to ask if off-grid solar in areas where there is grid connect is the best sustainable option or not. Logic and experience from around the world tells us that hybrid system, for example, that is fully solar set up but with grid connection, works best. In countries with reliable grids, this means individual houses can become energy generators, feeding to the grid and drawing from it when necessary, completely eliminating the needs of the batteries, which are toxic and polluting. In countries like ours, where the grid is not reliable, we can still have batteries, but we can actually top it up from time to time with grid if necessary, so that the life of the batteries itself is extended and used to the full, and they are not wasted in the interim period. Because they could not be charged and therefore could not operate. Now back to our weeds. Is it really possible that I do not talk about bitters with another change of season coming? Well, I'll try not to, simply because I have spoken about it so many times in my different podcast that, you know, my podcast could be Re-Christians at Bittercast. In fact, instead of repeating myself here, I refer to my previous podcast that deals with bitters in a big way. In podcasts number 27, 36, 37, 69, I talk about bitters that are eaten in various contexts and reasons, of which number 37 deals with Puthandu or Tamil New Year, and also New Year in other parts of the country happening between now and then. Puthandu is next week, so it will be good if you catch up on the podcast number 37. In podcast number 69, I talk about my experience with bitters while traveling in COVID time. But then, if you want to get a few recipes, you can listen to podcast number 24, 42, 73, and 75. No, I'm not going to talk about bitters, but I will talk about greens you can eat and the seasonals that you must eat now. Local seasonal wild weedy you can and should catch up now are the neem flowers and young neem shoots. The neem trees in our area are suffering this year, though I see signs that some of them are, you know, probably recovering for it. So, other than neem, the seasonals that one needs to catch up now are mango, green mango especially, burnt or boiled and made into a cooling drink called aam panna. Green mangoes in sambar, in chutneys, in all kinds of tubers, red yam, purple yam, if you are lucky enough to be in an area where that is also grown. Air potatoes, the root of the air potatoes, called Vathalavalli Karanga here. Then, of course, the green jackfruit. And if you cannot find any other greens, as the mercury is rising and, you know, the wild weedy greens are drying up, fill yourself with different types of amaranth. Many comes to the market. In Bengali, this is called lal shag, note shag. Here, called arai kiri, sirukiri, thandikiri. Differentiating between these them into species is a task and topic of research, because most got so hybridized by themselves and deliberately as cultivars that it is very difficult to make out the difference between them. For the second edition of the book, I revisited the scientific names. As in the field of botany, things change. I wanted the new edition to reflect the new information. There I came across a researcher who is doing her PhD on different types of edible amaranth, and mostly the way to differentiate them will be by looking at the inflorescence or even anthers and pollens under the microscope. So all these physical differences between Araikiri or Amaranthus dubius and Thandakiri, which is Amaranthus tricolor, may be just cultivars and variations of the same. It is confusing, right? But because it is also jumbled up, one thing is for sure, that all those kiris or the amaranth greens from the wild or from the bunch that you pick up in the market are very good for you. Pick them up, collect them, or buy one from a bunch from the market, and this is the season to eat them. They are anti-inflammatory, nutritious, rich in micronutrients such as iron, calcium, vitamin C, and folic acid. On top, amaranths are high in protein and fiber, both of which help reduce appetite and increase weight loss. So, what are you waiting for? Get a bunch and get some new recipes. Try something different. It does not have to be cooked with panchfuran or kalonji, which is nigella seeds, if you are from eastern India, or with lentils if you are from the south India. Here is an idea you can try out. First, make little dumplings out of green jackfruits and set it aside. Of course, if you don't want a vegan recipe, you can make it with anything, meatballs or any other kind of a ashgod little dumplings, or with green banana. You can make these little dumplings and set it aside. Make a pasta, whole wheat pasta or a zucchini pasta if you like, and again keep it aside. Then make this green. It's a hodgepodge recipe. I call it twisted recipe. It does not follow any tradition but borrows from several, but inherently local, seasonal and also wild and weedy whenever it is possible. You will need, of course, a big bunch of amaranth greens. Araikiri, sirikiri, thindakiri, mullakiri, whatever you get. Wash well wash this bunch well and drain well. And if you can, if the stems are also young, keep the stems also. Just get rid of the roots. Then steam. Don't boil. If you do not have a way to steam, boil with very little water. First, boil the water, a little bit of water, and then put the greens, lower the heat, and then cook until the leaves become limpy. The other ingredients you will need are as follows: lemon juice of 1 to 2 lemons, coconut or sesame oil. Note, I am not telling olive oil, 2 to 3 tablespoons. I'm not telling olive oil because I want to keep this recipe entirely local. Minced garlic, 3 to 4 cloves or more if you want. Gangetic primrose leaves are still available. It refers to Asestesia gangetica, which is locally now called as mushroom spinach. Get out and collect a cup of greens. It won't take too much time. You will need 1 cup packed, chopped. Fresh or dried basil, 1 tablespoon of dried, a few sprigs if fresh. Black pepper, and if you can, use tippali powder. Tippali is Piperlongum. 2 teaspoon coarsely ground. Salt, and an optional item here is 4 to 5 sun-dried tomatoes soaked in water, then cut into thin strips. Garlic and ground pepper dry roast. Or dry fry a bit. Then add to the greens, gangetic primrose leaves, add salt, oil, and blend. And of course the pepper also. Adjust the salt, add it to the pasta, add the jackfruit dumplings, and if you are using the sun-dried tomatoes, add it right now, and mix it well. And enjoy the wild weedy seasonal food in a totally different way. If you're a little lost, don't worry. My book, which has been out of print for a while, is off to the printer for its second edition. It'll be out soon. For those of us in this region, consider joining the Weed Walk. It will be on Saturdays for this week and only 2 more weeks. So catch up when you can. So next week is New Year in several Indian states, including Tamil Nadu. Greetings to all. If I see you, then we'll talk about something special. Until we meet again, stay well and stay safe.
This is Orville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.